This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. Hamilton County Health Commissioner Tim Ingram submitted an opinion column beginning with the line, "Those who don't learn from history are doomed to repeat it." In the opinion, Ingram calls for settlement funds from opioid-related lawsuits to be distributed at the local level. I spoke earlier with Tim Ingram and Cincinnati Inquirer reporter Terry DeMio about this issue. Commissioner Ingram, we read your op-ed that opiate settlement funds belong at the local level. You're proposing a regional foundation system to receive and manage these funds. Can you elaborate a little bit on what you would expect the outcome of that to be?
It's my belief, and I put the op-ed out to begin some dialogue on how these settlement dollars should be structured and used in Ohio. I believe that given the work that we have done locally here in Southwest Ohio and other regions, and given the demographic differences among the different areas of Ohio, I think that we know best what's working and what's not working, and we understand our infrastructure better. And I think that we'll just have a better effective and perhaps more efficient use of these dollars.
You talk about how each region in the state would be governed by a board of trustees. I'm hoping that you could elaborate a little bit on just the infrastructure of how that system would operate.
Yeah, the state will have to be obviously involved because they're also part of the settlement. But I'm looking at a multidisciplinary board composed of addiction medicine physicians, consumers, and others, especially people who are suffering, who have suffered from the disease of addiction, faith-based community, business community, hospital, and elected officials and others. And I'm thinking 20 to 24 board of trustees. We had a similar structure for the Tobacco Foundation back in 2000 and 2001 after the settlement occurred in 98. But I feel that this situation, given how much work has been done at the local level and trying to mitigate the opioid epidemic, the regional foundation idea just jumped out at me, given my history with the Tobacco Foundation, that this might be a better way to assure that we not only mitigate the opioid epidemic, but also the other opioid use disorders that are also occurring.
You write in this op-ed about the tobacco settlements from the late 1990s and how 10 years after this foundation was established in the state of Ohio, the Ohio Tobacco Prevention Foundation, it was closed. And you're quoted as saying here, perhaps as a result, Ohio still maintains higher than average smoking rates compared with the rest of the country. So is that an example that you offer that the state probably isn't best equipped to manage this, the local people are?
It's my belief that you need our state partners. However, we know that the best government generally works best for the local people at the local level. So I'm just suggesting that given Ohio's diversity and the different demographics as you go across, that we should set up these foundations, given on some geographical boundaries, provide a neutral forum, make these foundations subject to Ohio's public records laws. Meetings are open to the public. And let's start sharing the data, use best practices, and share the learnings between the regions and collect the data and do evaluation and see what's working. I'm not suggesting the state doesn't know what. They obviously have helped us along the way, and the state will still be a player in this, but I'm saying that really the majority of the dollars ought to come to these local foundations in which they can be watched over as well as evaluated.
And Commissioner, if these funds were to come to some type of local operation, how do you see them being dispersed most effectively?
I think every region will have to have its own plan. Most plans are similar, those that have adopted plans, from everything from prevention, working in the schools, harm reduction, to keep people alive who are suffering from the disease of addiction while preventing secondary illnesses, treatment. We also need to collect more data. We've got to assure continuity of care. So as people enter into either the healthcare system or the behavioral health treatment system, we have to assure that those folks are able to complete their treatment and move into long-term recovery.
Let's bring in Cincinnati Inquirer reporter Terry DeMio. Terry, what are we hearing from other local government officials about their hopes or desires for any settlement funds that come out of these lawsuits?
Well, Commissioner Ingram has the first very clear idea that I've heard regarding this regional foundation idea and keeping the funding local. However, Commissioner Denise Driehaus, Police Chief Tom Sinan, and others have talked about very similar results as far as the prevention of harm reduction, the tying together treatment to recovery. One thing that I heard that's a little bit, it's very specific, and it might be part of that, and Tim, you might be interested in knowing, is from a number of parents who still have a problem with their adult children leaving jail and not being immediately, you know, given a warm handoff, so to speak, to evidence-based treatment. Now, that may be because we only have a couple of recovery pods and the rest of the inmates in our Hamilton County Jail, you know, same with Campbell County in Northern Kentucky, don't have yet the ability to be in a treatment-oriented pod. But that's one of their really big concerns, and I'm not sure if that will be part of a result, but that is one thing that people are talking about other than our officials.
So Terry, as you cover this issue across the entire Greater Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky region, is that an area that people say we're still lacking in, this transition from incarceration to full-time recovery?
That is among them, yes. And even though we have done a tremendous job, well, not we, you, Tim, and your group have done a tremendous job with decreasing the time period when on demand is really a thing now. There are still concerns that 48 hours might not be enough, you know, close enough, that we may need more of that. But the concern about recovery, you know, a transition to recovery, the concern about transition from incarceration to treatment, and the other are all kind of things that I still hear.
And we're also talking now with Hamilton County Health Commissioner Tim Ingram. And Commissioner Ingram, is that an area of concern for you, this transition from incarceration to full-time recovery?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why we need regional foundations made up of multidisciplinary boards that are still open to the public, have a neutral forum to allow this type of dialogue to occur. Clearly, our goal is not to only make sure people are have permanently recovered from the diseases of addiction, but also have mouths are employed gainfully. And so there's a lot of issues here. I mean, this is a very complex problem. This opiate litigation is more complex than the tobacco litigation. When the tobacco litigation occurred, it was basically just a few companies. Here we have 10, 12, 14, 15, who knows how many companies, from the manufacturers of opioids to the distributors to actually some of the pharmacies that dispensed it. And so this is a lot different. But I'm all the more reason that we bring lots of different perspectives to the table so that we can come away with a better result.
Terry, I'm wondering, you've covered this for a long time, and now it looks like we're in the litigation part of this horror story of the opioid impact on the Greater Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky region. And I'm wondering if this legal battle feels at all like some sort of conclusion to this, or are we still bearing some heavy weight out there in this fight?
I feel that it's something that is going to be very effective in helping people kind of understand that there are those who care and those who are trying to right a lot of wrongs, most of those wrongs completely unintentional, some of them questionable. I don't think it's really an end to our crisis, but as I said, I think it'll make a big impact in, you know, how we treat this moving forward and kind of alleviate some of the frustration that those who are affected directly are having.
And Commissioner Ingram, I'll give you the last word on that. Does this feel like a movement towards an end of this crisis?
Oh, we have a lot of work to do. You know, we now recognize that opioid addiction, like other addictions, is really a chronic disease, and it's going to follow a chronic disease model. So we're on a journey here. This is something that these opioid litigation dollars, we know that people are going to start paying for what, and people, some people agree with this, some people don't. The bottom line is there's money's coming. We need to use these monies in a way in which it's going to help us mitigate the opioid epidemic, learn from it, teach our young people how to avoid it in the future, as well as help those who are actually in chronic pain and need that pain managed. So there's a lot of work here to do. And I just threw out this idea, given some experiences I've had over the course of my career, that perhaps the state should consider setting up regional foundations based on some geographical similarities and demographic similarities and program similarities, and then let's learn from each other as we finally mitigate this opioid epidemic and get it back down to where it was 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago.
Hamilton County Health Commissioner Tim Ingram and Cincinnati Inquirer reporter Terry DeMio. Thanks to both of you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer for today's show is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Subscribe to our podcast at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks. We'll be right back.